This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One of the people who was severely injured in the Boulder firebombing attack has died. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
82-year-old Karen Diamond succumbed to her injuries last week. She'd been in the hospital since the attack on June 1st. She, along with 30 or so other demonstrators, were raising awareness for Israeli hostages held in Gaza during a weekly peaceful walk on the Pearl Street Mall. That's when a man allegedly threw Molotov cocktails at the group. The suspect told police he targeted the group because of what he called their Zionism. He faces more than 100 state and federal charges, including for attempted murder and hate crimes. Prosecutors on Monday say they'll now add an additional first-degree murder charge to that tally. He remains in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And there's more on the latest on this attack in Boulder a bit later in this hour. Young adults will help restore the natural environment at the new Purgatory River Preserve in southeastern Colorado. Tara Castaneda is program manager for the youth corps there. She says 18 to 24-year-olds will have a chance to get real work experience in the area they call home.
What that does look like is a group of folks physically removing with chainsaws the tamarisk and the Russian olives. It'll pave the way for the next step for the revegetation of the native willows and cottonwood.
Castaneda says opportunities for jobs and other activities for young people can be limited in rural areas. She says this project will help create pathways into the workforce. A bat has tested positive for rabies in Pueblo County. Health officials say people should stay away from wildlife and vaccinate their pets against rabies. If you find a bat, officials say to leave the area and contact the proper authorities. Rabies can be transmitted if the infected animal's saliva gets into a cut or through the eyes, nose, or mouth. Unvaccinated pets exposed to a rabid animal must either be euthanized or undergo a 180-day quarantine. This is CPR News.